Cash money records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. Girl, you're working with smash hand. You're bad jam. Make a nigga spend his cash hand. His last hand holds pound with your pass hand. They mad jam. You can ride in the Jag hand. With that hand, you can smoke up by your bag hand. A grass hand. Got money, I can pass hand. And trash hand. I'm a big time a nigga.
Yo,
every time that song come up in the club,
what you want to do?
Meanest dub.
Shaking, bro.
It's like 15 years to the day, right?
It is, though.
Shit.
Shout out to Juvenile.
15 years of greatness,
original,
bro.
Original turn up.
To this day.
Word.
OG twerk god.
Word.
You got them big body rims, eh?
Yo, man, what's good with y'all, though? What's good with y'all?
How was y'all week, man?
It's pretty good. The weather's good.
The weather's nice.
Nah, I ain't going front on some official shit. Cupping season is over, bro.
It's over. Wait. Before we dive into it.
Yo, it's year round for you.
Christmas to Christmas.
It's year round for you.
Wait. Let's not get too hot yet. Don't we got like a special ghost in the house?
Oh. Yo, Flop Grover.
Drop the Power Rangers theme song because Zordon just came through.
Love, Grover.
What's up, bro?
What's going on? Introduce yourself, man.
It's your boy Colin A. A.K.A. Flop Grover.
Nigga said A.K.A.
That's who you are, bro.
At least he owned up to it.
A.K.A. Out of Sight.
A.K.A. Out of Sight.
For the new listeners, though.
It's West Weather on the mic, as usual.
Duck sauce and ketchup.
C. Joe Black. New crack on the track.
Views from the 7 guard.
Chris Boucher, man. It's just Chris Boucher.
It's just Chris Boucher.
Yo, is it me or does Carl has a new thing
every week?
Last week it was new shit on the track. Now it's what? It's
new crack.
New crack. New crack on the track.
But you got to understand,
That's really flex.
You got to understand. If you see my Instagram every week, I got a new bio. You got to keep it fresh, bro.
He's Rick Ross, huh?
You gotta keep it
Rick
fresh.
Rick Ross.
All right. Unseen things. Lemon pep on my wings.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how you gotta keep it, bro.
I gotta take off this hoodie. It's hot. Man.
Yo, this weather's getting crazy. Yo, it's supposed to be 75 degrees tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I heard 80.
You get 80? I've been waiting for this weather since, December. Matter of fact, February.
I've been waiting for this weather since the weather was over, bro.
When it said 6 degrees, I was like, nah. Can't live like this.
-4, -6.
Yo, February was rough.
Month, bro. So I was even. When I came back, it was like 19 degrees.
What?
Well, yeah, you came back to Haiti, though, right?
Oh, my zone.
100 degree weather.
Ice bucket challenge every day.
I was in Haiti with my zone.
I need that.
Running.
And you went during carnival season, right?
Carnival.
You went during carnival season.
Yeah,
right?
I went during carnival.
It was just crazy.
What happened with that accident?
Oh, well, with the Haitian dude that got zapped by the power line, that shit was crazy, man. Shit, just I would say it was people that really didn't know what they was doing in positions of power.
Damn, it sounds like they were
in the moment.
Not even in the moment, just simple shit. You see how like on Eastern Parkway, there's no power lines that go across the parkway. That's why they designate the parade on the parkway. In Haiti, you got fucking power lines every fucking way.
That's crazy.
It's their real
country.
It's crazy.
They
so dude
what
was
they
like, when he got zapped, the power line was at neck height. The truck was already too tall for the street that it was on.
Man, that's when the turn up is too real. That's when you got turned down.
So he had too much barbecue.
He got zapped into the friend zone.
Yo.
right to the hospital.
Nah. In all reality, bro, every man that's in the friend zone, RIP, all the men, all the soldiers that's out there holding it down.
If you in the friend zone, you stay in the friend zone, that's your fault.
We feel for you.
What that
means?
Oh, there has been escapes. I got a full.
That's your fault.
I got
it don't
a
matter.
Foolproof plan.
Look,
I have escaped.
I've escaped. Me personally, everybody around me knows I'm impatient. I don't have patience for the friend zone to escape this friend zone.
Yo, bro,
I'm in the friend zone. I'm gonna leave the friend zone.
You need to read Sun Tzu, All the War.
Son. I'm gonna be real with you. It. I'm a survivor.
And then you learn all the patience.
I survived.
Tell us about your story.
I survived it.
This is a survival story.
I was in the friend zone for months.
Why?
Hey.
Why?
I was. You know what it was like? Like I was in a situation that was in a situation. And I got friend zoned, and I was on life support, and I came out. I came out victorious.
I think most times when people come out of the friend zone, if it's a guy or a girl, it's out of desperation to me.
Desperation?
Yeah, they go to the next best thing.
Nah, I think in my opinion, I feel like the friend zone, the dude that's in your friend zone or the chick that's in your friend zone is the best thing. You just stupid. You can't see the fact that they are the best thing.
Just
you know what I mean?
If you were in the friend zone and mm-hmm. somebody and decided to take you out the friend zone, it's because she's settling. She's just tired again.
You think so?
Nah. I think so.
No, yo, dude.
What?
To escape the friend zone,
I think so.
You got to give them exactly what they asking for, a friend. But not in the sense that they want it.
Look,
this is what happened, right? So I was talking to the shorty like day in, day out, right? For 3 months straight.
She was talking to you about her problems, right?
Yeah, everything. Counseling, you know what I mean? Sitting there, Dr. Phil, yo, you need to do this, you need to do that.
Williams,
exactly, you know, coaching her through life. And so then she was like, oh, I don't see you in that light, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I see you more as a friend. I said, all right, cool. After that, cold turkey. Nothing. She ain't hear a peep from me in 3 weeks.
Why?
Because I gave her a friend. Friends hit each other up every second, every day, every moment.
Were you upset that she... Were you upset?
I could hit you up. Not... So you I could hit
Marv,
you,
huh? Were you upset that she put you in the friend zone?
No. Well, listen. Initially, I was like, yeah, but I didn't react. All the war. Nah, you got a peep game. You know, it's okay to retreat, regroup.
Okay. I hate
play chess, formulate not checkers.
Yes.
Okay.
Chess is a game of patience. Checkers, I would have been like, oh, I got to eat you back.
Shout out to Brittany.
All right, you took my pawns out. You know, chess is you took my pawns out. Now I got to send my knights after you. You know what I mean? I got to jump in the L pattern.
So what you did?
So basically, I gave her what she was asking for, a friend. You know what I mean? Like, I stopped hitting her up as often. Then she called me and was like, "Oh, so what happened? Did I do anything wrong?" Nah, we're good. She was like, "Oh, but we used to talk every day." I was like, "Yeah, but you know, since we friends got to hit each other up every second." I was like, "Good friends, we could not hear from each other months on end. We'll still be friends."
So I gotta ask you. So what's the difference? Because she put you in a friend zone, now you decide to hit her up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't look. There's certain friends, I don't need to talk to them for months on end, and we still cool. So I treated her exactly how
she
wanted to be
treated. So what plans you had in the beginning?
Right.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
That speaks for itself. Like, you know, no, actually, I actually wanted to be with her, but she was like, listen, you know.
She don't see you in that light.
Exactly.
You know, you want to know that this month?
But I climbed out the friend zone.
I think you mistaken this whole Art of War thing for what? The bottom of it is
the long
nine
game.
Times out of ten mm. when you disappear from a chick,
mm-hmm.
you gotta treat a chick exactly like the guy that she wants that's not paying her any mind.
Ooh. Like an asshole.
Because females love assholes that treat
nice
them special.
Guys finish last.
Mm.
You feel me? They like the assholes that treat them special.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So she'll hit him up, he won't respond like 10, 12 hours later. Yeah, I was busy. What's up? What you doing? Let's go to the movies. Let's do something, you know, random.
You know what? You're right. They don't respond well to, you know, consistency. Good morning all the time.
Yo, for every girl,
how's your day?
Do you, as a man, do you?
What, respond well?
If a female hits you up
every day.
If she's consistent with it?
It's just the art of war. It's like you said,
and you're not in a relationship with her.
I respect that. I respect that.
I'm a girl.
I honestly do.
The girl that you're waiting on a text from.
Girls ain't doing that, bro.
But yo, the girl that you're waiting on a text from is waiting on a text from another nigga that's not texting her back. You just gotta remember that.
What'd he say?
The girl you waiting on a text from is waiting on a text from another nigga that's not texting her back.
You're right.
You gotta remember that.
Fax machine.
You gotta remember that.
The feast.
Fax machine.
That's real.
Facts
so
machine.
We it's
yo,
safe
for
to
every
say,
for every for every bad chick out there. There's a nigga that's tired of fucking her.
That's true.
No, a nigga that's tired of her shit.
No, it's tired of fucking her.
To be honest with you, though, in my opinion, I feel like I feel like with every relationship that you end up in, whether it's friend, whether it's girl, whether whoever it is, at the end of the day, you got to play the long game. If you enter the game playing the long game, then it's fine.
What's the long game?
The long game, in my opinion, and this is something I learned from Michelangelo, genius is eternal patience. You know what I'm saying? Like if you have patience forever, my nigga, you will get whatever it is that you want. You just have to have patience. That's all it is. You just got to wait. Because opportunities come and they come in slow motion.
And they go too.
But they go. Too.
They come and go.
No, let me go. Yeah, so you could be sitting there like a don't get me wrong. Hermit all day.
No. Don't get me wrong. If you're patient and you have your eyes open, you will see opportunities,
and still,
bro.
And you still keep up a work ethic too. As
that's
well.
That's what it is. You just patient. You know what I'm saying? It's like here's a great example. I'm not gonna front. It's Instagram philosophy, but I seen a meme with an Asian dude. He looked like Confucius, and he said, "You will not know the meaning of patience."
Like who?
He looked like Confucius, the Asian dude, the old Asian dude with the super long mustache.
I know I'm not the only
some Chinese dude.
But anyway,
Google Confucius. Confucius. Right, anyway. But nonetheless, the meme said, "You will not know patience until a bee lands on your penis."
Whoa! What?
Yes. Because if a bee lands on your penis, you will want to slap it. But you're not going to want to slap the shit out your penis. Right, yeah. So you will be patient and wait till the bee flies away.
Oh, that's deep.
Patience.
I ain't even thinking about it that long.
Thank you.
Eternal patience, bro. That's what genius is.
Thank you, C. Joe Black.
Thank you for the penis, C. Joe Black.
Crack on the track.
See where your mind's at.
But speaking about Instagram, I can't stand all these people that be fronting on the gram, and I know you, and that's not you.
Wait, but you talking about D, though?
I'm talking about who? Ooh.
These nuts! Got him!
Got him!
But we got to shout out Welvin.
You an asshole.
Bring that back, yo.
That fucking name really kills me, Welvin.
But that's his name, bro.
You got to respect that.
And they try to frame him saying that he was Welvin Harris.
Shout out to his parents for naming him Welvin in the first place.
Welvin.
Yeah, and he's not arrested. Shout out to
what
Welvin.
What type of name is Welvin?
Yo. Nah. In all reality, I'm really not over name. This whole friend zone shit. Because
me either.
I feel like a lot of times women put men in the friend zone, and those are the men that they need in their lives.
That know them, that actually know them, that listen to their crying.
And then they go on Instagram, and they like, oh, the men of this generation, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of niggas, because all they want to do is fuck. Like you in your 20s, like slow the fuck down.
I'm really tired of that, man.
Slow down.
If you was really about it, bro.
And you know what's crazy? Everybody's in a rush to like get married and shit, have fucking kids and that white picket fence.
Everybody's in a rush to have kids, not get married.
No. Everybody's in a rush to have kids.
You want to know what it is? A lot of women end up having sex with who they want. And they turn out to not be who they
No, they trying to trap. No, they're trying to trap
them.
Don't
need. That's the difference, right. bro. Everybody goes for who they want. Okay. And that's not the person who you really need. You know what I mean? It's like for guys. And I'm not going to be biased. You know what I mean? It goes for guys, too. We want, like, the Halle Berry and all that. But, yeah, we go for the Halle Berry girls. We go for the... What happened to the girls who graduated school?
I need me more.
What happened to the girls who's loyal?
That's real, though.
You know what I mean? We go for, like, the baddest chicks, but you don't know... You
what do they bring really to the table but
bad
nothing?
Bad chicks are headaches, bro.
A body and a cute
not
face.
Everybody's built for a bad chick.
Not looks don't last chicken. Forever,
but,
man.
But don't get me. Nah, I can't say that. So you know what it is?
Forever.
Yo, Jada Pinkett you 50 got, and she looks
she's
like,
50 and she looks amazing, bro.
She does look amazing.
You want Jada Pinkett want to like everything, bro.
You got to have somebody that you could look at every day and smile.
Right.
Say, damn, my shorty back.
Exactly.
In my opinion, that's one of the things that I do rate chicks on. Like, if I look at a chick
visual,
and I'm like, yo, she got longevity.
Right.
I look at her and I say, all right, that's what but she's not going to expire anytime soon.
Right. You got to see, that's the thing.
It's like choosing milk from the fridge.
No.
Just so you go to the back.
You know what you got
to
do?
You know
honestly,
you go to the back. You in the supermarket, you like, let me look at the...
Honestly,
in the back, see when the last expiration.
I'm gonna start.
Have to do that.
I'm gonna start asking chicks for selfie-ating mothers.
You gotta meet her mother.
Yeah.
Once you meet her mother, and you see how her mother looks. you know you straight.
Expired.
If her mother straight, you know you good.
That's real. If her mother expired and she like 50, it's a wrap for the whole shit.
Real touchy topic, guys.
It is.
Why?
The mother and the father situation about a female, bro?
Yeah.
It is. Like, that tells you everything about a female, right? The girl you dating, you want to know her?
I doubt it. Nah, you know what it is? Because, in all reality, a lot of people detach themselves. A lot of people detach themselves from their parents. Like, I can agree with that because I know a lot of people that try their hardest to not be like their parents.
But at the end of the day, they still somehow become
just like their parents.
Still a reflection of your parents.
I'll give you an example.
Qualities of our parents.
I'll give you an example.
They're the first people that we are impressed.
My mother gets mad at me for certain things I do. I look at her like, I got this from you.
Yeah.
Wait. Dave. Nah, we gotta let Dave eat. I'll give you an example, right?
I don't like working for people. That's just not my thing. I'm a businessman in a sense. My father worked for a carpet company for 20 plus years. Well, he was self-employed with them, like a contractor on a contract element. But I didn't want to be anything like him. But his work ethic was crazy.
You inherited
5:30 every day he would wake up. Yeah. Me, I'm up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No matter what. If I don't get to sleep by 12 o'clock, you see what I'm saying? I still will wake up 4, 5, 6 hours later. I won't wake up at 4 o'clock on the dot. But I'll make sure I wake up early enough. I'm up before 10 o'clock every day. So you may not want to be like them, but certain things you just inherit. Like I said, work ethic. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I inherited from my pops.
It's very true. Yeah.
You know, and I don't work for nobody like he did. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you're not going to be exact replica, but, there's certain traits you're going to – you're going to take on from your parents because they're the first people you encounter in life. So there's no way you can't take on something.
They're the first people that make an impression on you.
Exactly.
But you know what it is? Like for me and my mentality, I feel like a lot of people in this generation, one thing that they take from their parents, but they don't think that they take from their parents is that like watching your parents grow up and a lot of people in this country, like I want to say in this country in the United States, I don't want to speak for the world,
agree.
They watch their parents divorce. You know what I'm saying? They watch their parents break up. So they don't know what being together is like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the reason why their parents, in my opinion, broke up is because their parents already had standards of being together. So their parents seen 20, 23, 24, 25 and was like, oh, I got to get married.
And you got to understand, in their generation, it was almost like frowned upon if you weren't married by a certain age.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So they almost
arranged.
They thought they had the core elements, but they really didn't.
They didn't.
You know?
And they didn't know each other. You know what I'm saying? So they was just like, oh, I got to get married. I got to have kids. I got a time clock. It's a wrap. I got to get married now.
You know,
you know what I'm saying? And now they marrying people that they don't even like.
I could reference this to
50,
the perfect.
And then they hitting 50, and they're like, I'm divorcing because I don't love your dad. And then now kids is growing up like, well, my parents wasn't together.
So why the fuck should I get married? Or why should I stay in?
You want to know the mentality of I would say, about 50 to 60% of the women in this generation?
What else?
I would rather be a rich nigga's bitch than a broke nigga's queen.
That's the mentality now.
And it's a real problem because
Pat needs a run back.
Bring it back. Do you want me to repeat that?
Nah,
again
would you just
for
say
the listeners?
Some women,
most women in the 60% range, close to 70, would rather be a rich nigga's bitch instead of a broke nigga's queen.
Oh, I thought you said you would rather be.
Oh, I mean, nobody.
That's
such.
That's why I said run that back. I get it.
Honey Jack, don't.
You know what it is? You see what it is? For me, I feel like a lot of women in our generation put a lot of standards forward, and the reason why they put these standards forward is because these are the standards that they see. You know what I'm saying? They see that the successful couples have a successful husband, and he's making buku dollars, and he's out here got a yacht. He's this, he's that. So they almost put that standard on everybody, when in all reality, the average
20-year-old is like...
No. The average salary, period, for an American is like $45,000 a year. The average American, there's 300 million Americans.
Close to 400 now.
Yeah, and the average salary for them is 45. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't buying no yacht on $45,000 if you're the average American.
Unless you scam Gorilla.
on the credit cross. You know what I'm saying? So that's my shout thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so you out here 23, 24, 25, talking about, oh, I got to find me a rich nigga. I got to get married. You
what
rushing.
You bring it to the table?
You rushing, you know what I'm saying? Like, and on over, yeah, you don't really love this nigga. You just trying to get married. Trying to fulfill the American dream. You trying to buy a house. You trying to do all this flash.
You know what's funny? Me and my boy was talking about that earlier. He was like, if you was to get married, and then now, boom, you tell your girl, like, before y'all get married, you tell your girl, listen, babe, we plan on getting married, but how you feel about this prenup? And now she start tripping because, like, oh, I got a house. Like, you know what I mean? You as a guy, you have a house. She signs a prenup. She gets the house.
It's done. That's it. Yeah, but you know what's crazy? For me, the whole marriage concept is kind of fucked up in the head for me.
What did
right?
you bring for you to
but,
get
but,
that
but,
house
but,
that
but,
I ain't brought
but,
to
but,
the table?
But lot, my thing is, no, hold on, hold on. My
nothing.
Thing.
Why
my
do
thing,
you deserve 50% of everything that I earned?
My whole thing is the whole entire marriage concept is crazy. And it's not that I don't believe in marriage. I just believe that people should stay married. You see what I'm saying? Like, I feel like people should stay married.
That should be the
goal.
Nowadays, people are getting married for other people.
But my thing is, the goal shouldn't be getting married. The goal should be staying married. Right? Like
getting married is easy.
But
people
just go to City Hall and you get married. The real goal is staying married for me. Right? And the reason why I look at it like, people want to get married at 25, 28, 29, 30.
They set a bar.
You see what I'm saying? Set a bar for yourself.
It's society,
man. In all reality, when you born with your mom and you turn 30, you only been with your mom for 30 years. But the average lifespan of a human being is like 80. That means if you get married, you spend more time with the person you married than you spent with your mom.
Wow.
Like, you move out your mom crib at what, 21, 22, 23?
You can't stand
old.
Your mom at 19.
Yeah,
18,
yeah. You like, I want to move out.
But you want to get married. You want to get married for 30 years, but you can't stand your mom for 10.
You want to get married for 50, 60, 70, 80 years, but you don't even want to be with your own mom, the person that gave birth to you for 20 years? You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand that that's the perspective that people not looking at marriage.
People love
at.
The idea of things.
It's fucking society, bro.
You understand?
You know
people
what I'm saying?
Like the idea of, oh, look at this ring. Look at this big ring. Ass wedding. Look at my husband.
That's
look
what I'm saying.
Wedding.
It's like,
I have
it's
a
like,
husband, not a boyfriend.
It's like
I have a,
people.
I have a wife, not a girlfriend, a wife. You know what I mean?
Like, people only get married for other people. Because it's like, when you get engaged. What's the first thing a girl wants to show off? The size of her ring.
Yeah. I don't want to get married.
It don't
matter. I want to have
it don't
a girl
matter
for like
if you
20,
engage. It's the size of your ring. That's
Diamond
what matters.
Is a girl's best friend, bro. So if she could show that off.
That statement tells you a lot right there.
She
something
won.
Material
so
being
out of
somebody's
all the girls
best friend.
She's around, she got that diamond. Nobody else
so
won.
So it's a pissing
she's
contest.
She's automatically
at
the ring leader. Like,
it's a pissing
I got
contest.
The
at the end
girl,
end.
Let me see your ring.
Let me see your ring.
Oh my God, it's blinging.
Would you still love him the same way if he got you a fucking
Beyonce messed the game up too?
But this is the male standard. The ring is supposed to equate to
how much you
30% of your yearly salary.
Right.
But yo,
that's the standard.
You see what it is?
Who set that standard?
The Beers did.
Shout out to my ex.
Yo, the Beers. The Beers digs. Diamonds in Africa, bro.
Blood.
And they said, oh, wait, we got to sell these diamonds. We
blood diamonds.
So yeah. Now we gotta put niggas to work for 3 months to give a diamond to a chick.
That's crazy.
So they can marry her.
Right.
Like I said.
That's where the standard came
and
from.
Then get a divorce.
And then she take half. Shout out to Eddie Murphy. Half.
Yo, did you know
delirious.
That?
Delirious. Half.
Did you know that if you don't propose to your girlfriend on any holidays, you're entitled to take that ring back.
Absolutely.
Are you serious?
If you post it on like Christmas or New Year's
or
Valentine's Day, that ring is hers if you want to divorce her.
Yes. Loophole.
But any other days, you could take it back.
Dude, loophole.
You could take it back.
I'm about to do it right before Christmas, day before.
You know what?
That's petty, Carl.
It's like,
Los Angeles was actually.
I pray for my future. I hope that I do marry my best friend so that we can last You feel me? Forever.
Yeah, but you know what it is? I feel like that takes patience, and I feel like I feel like that's something our generation doesn't have. I feel like our generation doesn't have patience.
Our generation, ramen noodles.
Everybody's sprinting nowadays. But I'm not a marathon
Every chick would rather a man that could Turk. What's the statement? Noodles into steak?
Oh, yeah. Water into wine, noodles into steak. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? $1 into $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
1 to 22.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give me in my opinion, I'll
flip
like,
it to 3,000.
Like this.
100 mil.
Shouts to Scam Gorilla.
I feel like our generation doesn't have patience. I feel like the way we look at life and the way we look at things is we need shit instantly. You know what I'm saying? We need shit instantly. Like we just want shit right now. Like here's a great example. Like, every motherfucker that got a bachelor's degree feel like they deserve the entire planet. You only did 4 years of school. Why you deserve everything?
Did you see that video of Shorty from ESPN?
Nah, what's up?
They got put on blast?
What's up? Tell us about it.
Nah.
What?
Nah, don't be chatty patty, dog. How you gonna bring some Shorty?
Nah, it was basically
chatty patty, no pun intended. Chatty Patty.
Chatty Patty, right? Yeah. It was basically a news anchor from ESPN. She got her car towed. And then so she was in the dispatcher office trying to get her car back. And she was just, like, trying to shit on the operator. Like, yo, I bet you didn't even graduate college. Like, tell me what you did to get here. Like, I'm on the news, sweetie. Like, you don't even need to. Like, you're not on the same level as me. Blah, 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 blah. Like, basically calling that piece of shit. Like, yo, let me know what you did so I know what to do. You drop out of school.
Because you got a college degree.
Like, basically, I'm on the news and you're not. Like, what the fuck are you?
She automatically feels that she's better than
you. Yo, you go to university and you get a college degree today. You go on your computer, like, you get a college
She felt
degree.
Like she was more entitled, basically, because she had a college degree because she was an anchor for ESPN. Yeah,
she had a fucking college degree.
Opposed to
you're
working
not better than
as
anybody.
An operator for a tow, truck company.
You want to hear something, though?
What up?
You want to hear something, though? She had a college degree, but she couldn't pay her parking tickets on time.
Some people
we don't know why she got towed.
Shots.
Regardless
she
of what,
could have been an illegal tow season.
She wasn't responsible.
Way, she couldn't pay, for parking.
Some people would have things right in one department.
She probably didn't read a sign right.
Some people would have things
come on, like,
in,
really?
Right Yo, in one department and lack
in
another.
In the city, it's That's like true. No parking from 6 to 9.
Don't go to the fucking city and drive, bro.
From 9 to 6 with commercial plates.
Take
it's
the
just so confusing.
It's not confusing.
She ain't have enough money to take a limo to work.
No, people are not aware, bro.
Yeah, but it's like, if you got shit on people, you better be on point.
You know, in a court of law, awareness is not a defense. If you're not aware, you're not aware. They specifically tell you, hey, listen, start from the top of the sign and work your way down.
That's your fault.
If the top sign is not valid, the second sign is valid.
Ignorance of the law
is
no excuse.
The third sign is valid. You got to work your way down.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Exactly, bro.
It's not, son.
Exactly. So for me, I feel like just because you have these standards, these societal standards, you shouldn't be shitting on anyone. You know what I mean? Like, there's people out here that run the entire country. They run the entire country, and they're not shitting on anybody. You know what I mean? Like, they're not shitting on a soul, bro. And if you run the entire country and you're not shitting on a soul, then why the fuck are you doing some regular-ass ESPN TV caster job and you shitting on someone that's doing an ordinary job? Like,
that's not regular, though.
What? Just because? You know how many news anchors are there?
Yeah, a lot. Bro.
Come on, bro. Come on, don't tell me
You know how much tow truck dispatchers are there?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so why are you shitting on a tow truck dispatcher?
But, yo, on that note, it's a wrap. We'll see you next week. Cat money shit, 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 money shit. I can tell that money's got you working. We've been talking for so long. Now we're finally here in person. I taste pain and regret in your sweat. You've been waiting for me. Oh, I can tell that you've been practicing.